Hot, dry weather in much of BC is resulting in a late-season wildfire surge, but the BC Wildfire Service has been able to get on top of recent fires quickly, keeping the situation from escalating. Since the long weekend, we've seen a large uptick in wildfires, said Forests Minister Ravi Parmar at a provincial wildfire update news conference on Monday, September 8. Thanks to the impressive work of the BC Wildfire Service, more than 100 fires have been put out over the last week. As of Monday, 142 fires were burning in the province, with 34% of those classified as out of control. There were approximately 1,100 properties under evacuation order, and roughly 600 are on evacuation alert. Most of the affected properties are in the Cariboo region. There are currently campfire bans in place in the Cariboo Fire Center, the Kamloops Fire Center, the Prince George Fire Center, and parts of the Coastal Fire Center. Parmar also revealed that a drone being flown by a member of the public had collided with an aircraft being used OT fight wildfires, damaging the plane and taking it out of service. "Anyone who thought that was a good idea, give your head a shake," he said. Parmar warned that anyone found flying a drone in a wildfire zone risks being fined up to $100,000. "It's illegal, and you're putting everyone at risk," he said. BC is slightly above its 10-year average for hectares burned at this point in the season, but still slightly below the 10-year average for the total number of fires. Cliff Chapman, the BC Wildfire Service's operations director, credited the lack of a long heat wave for the season not being worse. "Despite the lack of a heat wave, parts of the province are still experiencing drought conditions." Water, Land and Resource Stewardship Minister Randy Neal spoke about water restrictions being enacted in the Falkland area to protect an endangered Chinook salmon population on the Salmon River, which is experiencing low water flows due to drought. "This area has faced water restrictions in the past. We need a long-term solution for this, but it involves everybody in that area to come together and really work together to make sure that we don't run out of water on those watersheds," Neal said.